Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. I am your host, Betsy McLaughlin, and I'm very happy to have you here with me today with my guest, Ms. Hope Rubenkowski. And hopefully I said your name correctly, Hope.
Yes, you did.
Yay! The first hurdle overcome.
Exactly.
And we're having such a fun topic today. And it's definitely can summarize my life in the last, well, I don't even know however long, but it seems to just be more and more and more chaotic. And so the topic of today's call is creating from chaos. Yes, that's my life. Totally. And for many, like, chaos can seem overwhelming or impossible to navigate. And even yesterday at one point, I heard myself for a moment go like, oh my God, I'm drowning. How am I ever gonna, you know? And then I was like, wait a minute. You've got a lot of tools and questions and things so that you don't feel like you're drowning and things are impossible. And, you know, like the more chaotic things are, the worse it is. And which is what I used to think when things were chaotic. Yeah, so that's our topic today, and you know, we're going to talk about how can we create ease with our lives and the chaos. Everybody's lives are very busy, and how can we create, you know, with that and include it instead of fighting against it. So Hope and I met through Access Consciousness, and I've met so many amazing people over the years, and Hope and I met at a class, and just we had so much fun, and remember we went out to dinner with a big group of people one night and just laughed and had the best time. And Hope is, she's an actor and a filmmaker, and she's a painter and a writer. She's also a bars facilitator and just like does a lot of things. She's a life coach and adventurer. She believes anything is possible. And she teaches a bi-monthly class in Seattle, Washington, in the United States, called Playing in Presence, which utilizes games and a safe, playful environment to help people get in touch with their inner child, break down the barriers between themselves and others, and venture into the unknown. And that sounds like a whole lot of fun.
Yeah. So,
yeah, like... with all of these things, you know, being a creator of magnitude, an actor, a filmmaker, a painter, a writer, and I know you're a very playful being. And so I'm wondering, like, with all of these things that you do and you weave together in your life, you know, it was your idea to do this have this conversation about creating from chaos. So is there something in particular that kind of tip the scales to wanting to talk about this?
Yeah, actually, well, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head in one part with what you said in the intro about where there's, you know, all these things happening and all this overwhelm. And like right now I'm in LA actually for a film festival. I have two pieces that I'm in that are playing at a film festival in Los Angeles called Holly Shorts. And like, I'm looking at like, one of those moments where you said that and I was like, oh, that's right. I have all these tools. Because I was sitting here this morning and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have all these emails I need to get out and I want to follow up with all these new contacts I have and this and this and this. And I'm like, but I also want to go to the beach and I want to go to this panel. And that like sense or that feeling of overwhelm can start to creep in. And just that remembrance of like, just even as you were saying that little bit about the, in the intro, I was like, oh my gosh, such a good reminder that that's just a feeling. Like anytime that like that overwhelm creeps in, it's just like, it's a feeling or it's like a, something we've bought into. And I can actually just take like two breaths and, you know, like look at it, like flip it 180 degrees. And everything can change. And all and I was even, and that's how quick it can be too. Like even as you were saying that in the intro, I was like, oh my gosh, reminder hope, ding, ding, ding. What else is possible? You know, I have all these tools. Like I don't need to be stressed out about any of this. It's all gonna happen. And like coming at it from that different angle, which is something I use all the time in my life because you mentioned there's a lot that I do. I work as an actress and then I've also started like coordinating commercials, which is a very intense, it's very intense. And a lot of times I'll have like, you know, 12 hours a day and then I'll come home and I'll like record a voiceover audition or something like that. And it's just been so brilliant to have these tools in these like otherwise high stress environments and just really be able to be like, I mean, who does this belong to is another favorite of mine where I can just like step back and be like, okay, cool. Like everyone's really stressed out right now. Is any of this even mine? Like, and even with my schedule, I'm like, cool, who else at the festival right now is stressed out about all the things they want to do? But if I don't buy it as mine, like, what else is really possible in all of that?
Well, and that is, you know, I've definitely talked about it on the show, but, you know, this might be somebody's first time listening. So just to give everybody a little bit of information. So when I said Hope and I met through Access Consciousness, it is a huge body of tools and questions, and there's energetic body processes that you can also run with them. You don't have to. They all work together beautifully, and you can use one question and never do anything else. You can dive, you know, straight in like I did when I saw what a contribution it was to my life and how much it changed. So what one of the things that Hope is talking about is, you know, what else, you know, one of the questions that I ask literally every day is what else is possible here? So, you know, it, and it's a great question to ask, like if you, what she just said, like, oh my God, you know, I've got a 12 hour day and I have, you know, 20 people I have to call and I've got all these people and I've got to arrange auditions and I have to. And you can get to the point where you get to the space of overwhelm. And then it's like you can't do anything because you're going, you know, and you kind of feel frozen. And so with asking this question, well, you know, if I wasn't like deciding everything was impossible, what else truly would be possible? And it just opens the door for me. It opens the door for new possibilities and other things to pop in. And it also, like you were just talking about, even just asking that question, you start to relax. You're like, oh, right. There are other things possible besides feeling overwhelmed and frozen and I can't do anything.
Right.
I just wanted to, you know, explain that a little bit to somebody who might, like I said, might be the first time they've ever heard about any of this. And so one of the things that's very different about Access and the, one of the reasons I love it so much is nobody tells you like you have to follow this formula, you have to do it this way, this is the only way. You can, like I said, you can ask one question, two questions, never do anything ever again, and it can change your entire life. So what else is possible?
And it's amazing too, just like how much asking a question can even just change anything. Like it's such a like thought pattern interrupt. Cause you know, we're taught from a really young age, it's like, it's X, Y, and Z. And everything is like, if you do this, this, and this, then you'll get that. And if you don't do this, this, and this, then you won't get that. And if this happens, then everything's over and your life is ruined. And you know, there are like these almost like cultural mantras of doom that we're that, you know, depending on where you're from or whatever you might have, or even just like in my world, like as an actress, like there's a lot of stuff that I was, because I knew I wanted to be an actress from a really young age. I was like 6 when I first was in a school play and I loved it. And so there were all these, you know, growing up, it was like, okay, well, you have to make, you know, I so limited myself in a lot of ways as a kid because I was so afraid of like if I did something, it would come back to haunt me if I ever became a famous actress or if I did this or if I did that. And like, you know, if you ruin the one audition, then you're never going to get called again. And there are all of these things that you're told. And it's been really amazing because, like, it's been, I mean, I just had some really awesome moments of realization. A friend told me once, they were like, okay, cool. So, like, you could live your life holding out for the Kellogg commercial you might get. So, like, you can be this, like, totally, you know, how do you put it? Like edited version of yourself so that you might book the Kellogg commercial or the Disney Channel show, or you could just be you and have fun. And like that was such a huge breath of relief because all of a sudden it was like, oh my gosh, I don't have to have all this pressure around me. Like I can actually be me and I can enjoy my life and do all these things and like still be, you know, and I think that that's actually contributed more to my career because, and I would say that probably translates not just to acting, but to, you know, anything that anybody wants to do, that the more of them that they infuse what they're doing with, like, it can explode in a really beautiful way the more that you being you. So
Well, you know, and I've known you for a few years now. I'm not even sure how many years. And I just this what I have seen the change in you since I first met you to today, and it's such a beautiful thing to see you growing and blossoming and really becoming way more of who you are as a person. But
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And it's like allowing yourself to be everything you be. And one of the other things that I love so much is you give yourself permission to mess up, to fall flat on your face, to be brilliant, to be dumb, to be silly, to be everything, all the things that we are that so many times in our lives we haven't been allowed to be it. And so then you feel like you can't do it, you can't be it, because then you're going to get in trouble or you're going to whatever has happened in the past. So we shut down all these different components of who we are. And so I love seeing your big smile and things that you're creating in your life. And I would love to hear, like, I know this one particular, well, a lot of different things that you have created. And you mentioned, you know, very briefly, you said you're in LA. And why are you in LA right now?
So I co-produced and starred in we're calling it a short form episodic, because not everybody knows what a web series is, but it's right now it's online on YouTube. I should tell you what it is. It's a web series called Cuddle, and it's about a woman who is trying to reinvent herself as a cuddle therapist, but the hardest person to hug is herself. So so it's a comedy. It's pretty implicit there that it's an awkward but very heartfelt comedy, and I was so grateful. I got cast in it and then came on board as a co-producer after I was cast as the main character. But
that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. But yeah, it just has been such an absolute treasure and blast to get to play with, it's also about, you know, this person who is struggling with this like innate sense of loneliness and trying to find connection and herself and really like it's really beautiful because you know, like Betsy said, we met through Access and I love these tools, and I've been asking for a while about how to be able to create more content that kind of without slapping people across the face with the tools or with like kind of the concepts we get to play with. Still express them. And as we came closer and closer, and like after I'm seeing like the final edits of each episode is 5 minutes long, or sorry, they're about They're like 7-ish minutes long, and there are 5 episodes total. So, and it's all online. I don't know if you copied a link, but if you just go to cuddletheseries.com, you can, it'll link you to our YouTube channel and everything right there. Or if you just go into YouTube and search Cuddle the Series, it'll pop up. But yeah, there's this scene, spoiler, at the very end of the season where my character Dina is like kind of facing that moment where everybody, she like is so sure of what she wants to do in the world. And everything is kind of surrounding her and telling her that she's stupid for trying. And to me, that's just one of those really beautiful moments that I think a lot of us come up against at some point in time in our life or another, where like we know something so clearly and like so dear to our hearts that we just want to create in the world. And like, what do you do when like everybody around you is telling you that like you're wrong and it's impossible and it's not going to happen? So there have been some just really awesome moments like that have come out of the series where I watch it and I'm like, wow, like that thing that I've been asking to create, like here we are, we're doing it.
Wow. There's this energy of like having things actually start to come true. Is it something that you started out, you auditioned for something, you weren't even sure you were going to get it. You got the lead, and now you're also producing it. How does it feel?
Yeah.
More yummy and more amazing than that.
Right. How does it? and that's actually kind of funny too. Really looking at like how this is another kind of one of those fun creating with chaos moments of like, I had somebody acknowledge recently, they were like, were you even before you met the writer and the director, like, were you actually creating with this project? Like, if there was no sense of like linearity and, you know, any of this, and if we really like were playing with kind of the energies of things, like, she really kind of called me out in a way and acknowledged the fact that I was very likely, she was like, were you actually creating the series before the audition notice even posted? Even though I didn't know anybody who was a part of it, you know, but that's, you know, it's another way, like I put that ask out in the universe and I'd been, you know, how much are we playing with these things even before they necessarily like land on our doorstep, so to speak? Because the character actually was originally written for someone who was in her late 30s, early 40s. Who was having more of a midlife crisis, and I'm 29, so it was like a total, you know, and she said that the director and producer, they're like, you thought, like, what, after we saw your read, like, they were like, we, you know, like, it just shifted everything for us, and I just thought that was such a cool, you know, such a cool story of, like, where even, as again, that creating with chaos, it's like, you'd like,
yeah,
there's no logic to it,
And I love that. And you didn't stop yourself from even going to on the audition. You know, if you had listened to, well, you know, I'm not old enough yet and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, no, I'm going to do it and see what happens. And, you know, how many times has it totally shifted? Because they saw you like, you are perfect for this. So it's already time for our first break. Hope. Stay tuned, you guys. We're talking today all about creating from chaos, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I liked kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hello. How much chaos are you creating in your life? And that's our topic today with I and my guest, Hope Rubikowski.
Hello.
I just love this. It just makes me giggle, really, even asking that question. It's like, how much I used to resist chaos and thought that chaos was a bad thing. And now it's really most of the time I embrace it. I'm like, okay, that's how much more, you know, crazy can I bring into my life? And it's fun for me. it definitely keeps me from being bored.
Right. Oh my gosh. And it's almost funny how, like, the less you resist the chaos, the more ease there is.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay.
It's one of those things. It's everything is the opposite of what it appears to be. Is one of the phrases that we use, and it's everything's the opposite of what it appears to be, and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. And it's kind of like, what? And it's designed to get you out of where you might be thinking something. And so what if everything is the opposite of what it appears to be? So from somebody looking in from the outside, they may look at you and go, good grief, that, you know, and have whatever judgments or, you know, conclusions they've made about what's going on with your life. But for you, I'm having fun with it. And, you know, if not, then what questions could you ask to start having fun?
Yeah. It's funny, too, because I, like, the only times I ever, I'm going to put this in big quotes, regret, because it's not real. It's a distracting little thing that gets in there to kind of like get you to mess up in your head. But anytime that I have that sort of a sense of regret is that I've noticed recently is really only if I am stopping myself from being more chaotic. So it's like there was, I remember this one time, or it's like if I'm like trying to do something to not be judged by another person or to like fit their idea of me or whatever. And that's really, cause I had this experience, you know, where like someone was like, you really, this is a couple of years ago now, but they were just like, you know, you really go out too much and like you're networking too much. And I was like, oh God, I should really like, yeah, this was like two and a half years ago. And I was like, wow, yeah, they're probably right. I'm probably messing everything up. And then I looked at it and I was like, oh my gosh, that's how I've got, not that that's like the only way, that's the only thing I've done to get to where I am today. But I was like, wait a second, it's that sort of tenacity and like vivaciousness and like life force. And like, I'm like, that's how a big part of how I've created where I am today. Why would I stop that? Because of someone's judgment or someone's like, you know, and it's so funny, like the more that I've worked with access and worked with these tools, the easier it's become for me to like spot that, you know, when someone's doing something like that, like it sticks out, that the energy is just so like blaring now. And it kind of sticks out like a sore thumb in a lot of ways, whereas I used to just be like, yes, you know what, you probably know what's best for me more than I do. And I think I'm an awful person, you know, like it's so easy to go into that other story.
It totally is. And I love that saying, and I don't remember where I first heard it, but it's like somebody else's opinion has nothing to do with me.
Yes,
yes. You know, it's so true. And it's all just an interesting point of view, which you can change at any moment.
And it's just as possible that this person didn't like networking, and then it was making her feel bad to watch me go out and network all over the place. And then so her way to deal with that was to tell me that I should, you know, I should probably like tune it down. And then, you know, but it's like, it's so funny how often, like, when someone projects something like that into their world, it's really from like something in their own life. It has nothing to do with us. And it's just I'm sorry, you're doing too well for yourself. Can you tune it down a little so I can be more comfortable with where I'm at? That'd be great. That'd be awesome. Thanks.
A lot of times that really is the underlying thing. It's like there's something in their world that they're not comfortable with or not happy with or whatever. And then it gets projected onto whomever. And then you could, and whether or not it's actually said to you or it's an energetic thing, you're very aware of it. And so how many times in your life have we all gone, okay, we shouldn't be doing that because they don't like it. And you know, even something as simple as being in a restaurant and laughing too loud, and then you get the stares from people around you, or you're talking too loud, or you're, you know, and it's like, oh, I need to be good girl and I need to be quiet now, you know, then you just start shrinking down. And I was recently at the nail place getting my toes done, and once in a while it's ticklish, and it was a time where I was being tickled and I just started laughing. And the girl, she goes, shh. Which I started laughing even because I went in my head to, did she just shush me? And
that's amazing.
Yes, she actually did, which made me laugh even louder. They had like six or seven chairs. I was the only one getting a pedicure because it was earlier in the day. And I'm thinking, who am I disturbing? There's nobody here. And then I said, wait, is she serious? And she could, so I laughed a little bit louder, a little bit longer, and she shushed me again. Oh, this is so the wrong thing to be doing right now. It made me laugh so hard. And
that's so crazy.
I think I didn't do what she wanted me to do.
Oh, no.
I was a bad girl, and I didn't shush. There's been plenty of times in my life I have shushed when I was told to shush, but that time, So anyhow, it's just so funny. And how many times have we been told others to shush, right? And gone to that place of, oh, you shouldn't do that and whatever. And it's all just, you know, now you talk about it and laugh about it and think, goodness gracious, to be so constricted all the time. That's just not fun for me. Like, no, thank you.
Well, the funny thing, I just did it to myself, Betsy. I was gonna make a joke about, like, when you were saying that you were being a bad girl, I was like, oh no, you should have gotten a spanking. And then I was like, wait a second, maybe I shouldn't. Oh, is that too sexual? Is that too, like, so it's so, it's like, even to this day, with as like as outgoing as I am, like, I'll still catch myself doing that where I'm like, wait a second, I don't know if Betsy's okay if I make a slightly sexual comment on her show, or like you know. And so I'm, you know, like, but really, like, what else is possible with that? Like, what would it take just to totally be like not at the effect of anybody's judgments, or ever worried about how you're going to present to somebody, or like whether or not you're going to offend them or any of that, and just really be you and just show up as like whoever the heck you are.
For sure. And really not censor yourself. And, you know, and also, you're not doing it from a place of being, you know, intentionally rude, like I'm going to walk in here and I'm just going to be rude and this and that, but really allowing yourself to be you and to be aware of everyone around you and what can they receive and everything like that, and to really be present in every moment of every day
But the example I just used was like, oh, what's going on here? And who knows what was going on in her world at that moment? And it's all so interesting. And boy, did we veer off the course of chaos, which is really what we do on this show. We follow a very windy road, and then we always end up coming back somewhere. I would love to hear a little bit more about, I can only imagine, because I'm not in the, you know, the film world, of wondering, you probably have a lot of very creative people that you work with and collaborate with, right? So you've got probably a lot of chaotic energy, and then you've also got, I'm assuming, and please, you know, when I finish asking the question, you know, tell us, that so you've got all the creative people, all the creative energy, the chaos that creates everything, and then you've got the piece over here of the pragmatics of putting something from an idea into a creation. So how do you navigate all of that and not lose everything that we've just been talking about?
Yeah, I think what you said about like having that awareness of of everybody else in the space is such a big part of it, because there's this ability to like, you know, I'll throw an idea out there, and maybe I'll have an awareness that it will actually create a lot, but it's a little too chaotic. And it's funny because if you look at it, like, chaos is especially in the media and everything, is like amping up. I mean, you have like, how chaotic is Instagram, where someone can put up like 17 stories in a day, and like two of them is of them just like walking down the street or something, you know, like it's just all this like random stuff is just getting thrown out there right now. And kind of like the crazier and the, you know, the more innovative and all these things, there's just such a wealth of content out there. So like, I think a lot of that is just that willingness to be chaotic and just like, you have an idea and run with it and see what happens. But not everybody feels that way. And so I think a big part of it too is having that awareness of like what people are able to receive. And then, you know, it's like finding the way, because I find that a lot of, they use the word manipulation, but in a from a kindness, like the space of being like, okay, cool, like how can I present this in a way that is going to be received? How can I present this in a way that is going to be, you know, that we can all build off of? And so I'm constantly checking in with myself when I notice the energy gets kind of like crunchy or weird or something, or like, you know, I'm like, okay, cool. So like, what if I came at it from this angle instead, or what if I presented it this way, or like, what if we looked at it like this? And I find a lot of times, at least like working in Seattle, which is a really great place and people are more excited about like collaboration in that space, it's generally like pretty, I don't know, I'm trying to think if I don't know that I ever my brain is going to like 18 directions at once. But yeah, I think that a big piece of it is like knowing what I know and not budging on that, but at the same time, like really being in the question of how to like talk to people about what that is. Does it make sense?
Yes. Yeah. What you know, how do you get to the place where you don't doubt yourself, and what did you do to do that? Or rephrase that. Did you ever have a time when you doubted what you knew?
Yes, all the time. That's actually, I would say, one of the biggest things that I'm personally still working with myself, is how to trust me, especially being like, I'm sure I know you are, and a lot of people who are probably listening to the show, really like hyper aware. It's so easy to like hear everybody else's thoughts. So like, for example, if I'm auditioning for something, I have to be really clear about like, what's my awareness around this? Where am I tapping into every other actor who's auditioning for this role? Where am I tapping into the producer, the director, the writer, the, you know, like the X, Y, Z, and K of everything? And so, like, I'll have, but it really is this moment for me of, like, that's actually, I would say, where I struggle the most, is just trusting myself, like, when I'm sending in auditions and things like that. But it's interesting because it's also, I would say, the biggest space that I choose to distract myself in because of that. Like, if I'm there and I'm spending forever trying to figure out what's going to be the right thing to send in, well, one, I've already, you know, gone into a huge distraction because there is no one right thing. In case in point, you know, I went in for a role that I shouldn't have booked. And I booked it, and that happens all the time. You know, they always joke that, like, a lot of times people don't know what they're looking for until it's in front of them, and not in any sort of a bad way, but it's just like you know, who knows what, you know, there are limitless possibilities. And so when something comes and sits in front of them that they hadn't even fathomed before, it can change everything. But yeah, I that's definitely the biggest place that I distract myself is with my doubt in me. And so sometimes it's like I have what I like to call the fuck it adjustment, where I just go fuck it, and I'm just gonna choose one thing and just go with it. And I'll do that, you know, and I will also play with the energy of it, and I'll ask, you know, I'm asking questions and different things. But kind of the funny thing again about, like, once I or anybody has gotten into, like, a distracting headspace, or like where you're trying to, like, I just find for myself that it can be harder to ask those questions at that point because, you know, I'm already spinning and head tripping and, you know, going in a million directions, but from logic and order and not chaos. But I guess I would just say that I, at the end of the day, it's like, I always try to remind myself that when I look back at it, I haven't ever fucked anything up that badly. Like, you know what I mean? Like I'm alive. I have an amazing career. For the amount that I get into my head and doubt and do all these funny things, like, I've created something absolutely brilliant. And so when I go into the doubt, I just try to remind myself that, like, that is just a distraction, and look at what I've, you know, with everything, I've created all of this. And the number of times even that, you know, I was, like, doubting an audition that I sent in. This happens all the time. It's the funniest thing to me when it happens, and when I'm like, oh, my gosh, just, like, I need to remind myself more of how much of a distraction everything is. Because I'll send in these auditions. This happened a few months ago. I was traveling, and I had somewhere I needed to be, and so I had just a quick second to send in this audition. And I did it, and then I actually ended up being, like, late to where I needed to go because I was being super OCD and, like, going over it again and again and again and trying to get it right. And then my agent got back to me, and she was like, "What did you record your audition on your phone?" Which immediately I go into the judgment of, like, oh my gosh, it didn't sound professional. What did I do? Did I accidentally check the wrong boxes on my audio, like, things that when it output, it, you know, it sounded echoey. Did I do this? Did I do that? Totally spun out into the wrongness of it all. And then missed the part where, like, in the first text, it was something like, no, it was really good. So what she was actually, and I asked, like, four times, I was like, oh wait, did I forget to do this? Oh, did I forget? And she kept saying, like, no, it was good. And which I don't even hear because I'm already spinning out into this place where I'm like, when she says good, she probably means it was only, like, good enough, but it wasn't really that good, you know, and I keep going and going and going. And then she's finally just like, stop. I'll finish this up after that.
I love it. Come on, you guys, stay tuned for more Talk on Chaos. We'll be back shortly.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Tat.
Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
How chaotic can you be? Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. I'm Betsy McLaughlin, your host, and I'm here today with Hope Rubinkowski. And I wanted to invite you guys to check out my website, creatingyumminess.com, and I can be reached at accessbetsy@gmail.com. I am on Facebook, and you can also find me on the Access Consciousness website. You just search for my name, and I travel and I teach classes online, and I also do coaching and energetic work. And I would love for you to tell people, Hope, how they could find you if they're interested in having more conversations with you.
Yeah, so I have a website. I should actually say, so Hope Rubinkowski is my legal name, but I actually use my middle name, Shanti, as an actress. So hopeshanti.com, and that's spelled S-H-A-N-T-H-I. It's a little chaotic spelling there. And then hoperubinkowski.com as well. And then I'm on, you know, I'm on Facebook as Hope Shanti and Instagram at Hope Shanti. So Hope Shanti is kind of that's an easy way to reach me across the different social media platforms as well. But again, Shanti is S-H-A-N-T-H-I.
Awesome. Thank you.
And then CuddleTheSeries.com, CuddleTheSeries, so C-U-D-D-L-E, The Series, is our, that's our, also the web series that I've been co-producing and starring in, and that's also the handle across all the social media platforms for that one, too, so keep it easy.
Fun. Cuddle the Series. I love it. And I remember when it first, because it's been a creation for a while. And I remember seeing one of the first things that you did with it, and it was so much fun. And I know that it gives you a lot of joy. And we were talking before the break about doubting yourself and going into the head tripping that we can all do. And then you're like, oh, gosh. And so your agent calls you and says, how did you film that? And immediately you go to the wrongness. What did I do wrong? Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it was this voiceover audition, and she asked if I'd done it on my phone. And again, to me, I was just like, I messed this up so bad. And then she finally was like, stop. We're texting back and forth. And she was just like, they loved it. It sounded so good. They wondered how you had recorded it. And it was like that moment where like all the glass shatters and you're like, oh, like, and it was, and again, it was so funny. And she was like, your first take would have been just fine. And so again, it's like, how often are we right on the right track? Not, again, not that right track is a thing, but like how often are we just like out of the gates, just like on it? Mm-hmm. And then we get in there and we start doubting and we start, you know, second guessing and we start doing all these things. And, And you know, whereas if we just kept at that like breakneck speed, what could we be creating with chaos and, yeah. and just in our lives?
Well, I'm glad you brought that piece in, the breakneck speed. And because I love talking about this, and it's, you know, how many times have we slowed ourselves down? It kind of goes with
yeah.
the conversation that we were talking about a little earlier, like, you know, you're too quiet, you're too this, you're too that. I remember when I used to work in a corporate environment, and I would get my work done, and then I'd go looking, and I'm like, okay, now what am I supposed to do? When I, you know, it was kind of a newer job. And so I would go out, hey, I'm done with this. What else could I do? I had two different people come up to me and say, would you please stop asking for work? Because you're making the rest of us look bad. And it's like, well, what am I supposed, you're too fast. You've done this too quickly. And I'm thinking, well, what am I supposed to, you're going to, I don't expect somebody to pay me. What am I supposed to do? Just surf the web? Like, I'm going to get paid to surf the, it just was, and I was like, you want me to slow down? Yeah, you're just doing this too fast. You're making us look bad. And I'm thinking, wow. And that had just never even occurred to me. I'm being paid
right.
a salary to do my job, and I'm here to create and contribute. And so it was just so funny. And I wonder how many different places in our lives, things like that, you know, we've told to slow down, you know, you talk too fast, you move too fast, you work too fast, you talk too loud. And when you choose to be you, that includes those kinds of judgments where, well,
yeah.
I'm, you know, gosh, I prefer, and this is me, you know, and I know some people that don't, they don't have the same thing, but for me, I really would not like to sit in an office for, you know, another 4 hours in the day with nothing to do. That day would go so mm-hmm. slow for me. Give me six different things to do and I'll get them done. Yes. What's next?
Yeah. Well, and it's such a good point too, because those are the judgments, like those are born from the status quo, right? Like those mm-hmm. that exact, like, oh, you're making the rest of us look bad. It's like, that's yep. the kind of, like, if everybody just operated to not make anybody else look bad, can you imagine how boring existence would be? Like, you wouldn't have Queen. You wouldn't have, you know, like I'm just thinking of all these amazing people who have inspired us, or like Albert Einstein, or, you know,
yeah.
if any of these people were ever like, oh, I'm probably being like too creative, or I'm being too much
mm-hmm.
of a genius right now, or, you know, and it really is those moments where people are just like, you know, where we stop listening to all those people and we just go for it, that these like amazing innovations and talent and like things that contribute to the world on such a different scale are able to come forth. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, like
so
I don't know if you saw the movie Rocket Man, which is about Elton John. And there was this amazing, it was actually kind of like popped up in this point. And again, you know, because this is stuff that like I kind of come up against all the time. wish I remember to use the tool Who Does This Belong To a little more. But there's this scene in the preview for it where Elton is talking to somebody and he's like, maybe I just should have been more normal. I might not be getting this exact, but, you know, they're like, they're at some diner or something. He's like, maybe I should have
mm-hmm.
just tried to have been more normal. And the person who's talking to him says, like, Elton, you were never normal. and I just thought, like, it shifted so much for me, because I was actually at this place where I was like, wow, like, it's probably I'm too loud, and I dress too loud, and I do this, and I do that. And then that, like, just watching that clip on my laptop, and I was like, oh, my gosh, like, we wouldn't know who Lady Gaga is if she wasn't as, like, out there
That's
as
true.
She is. And how much has that contributed to people? You know, like, would we know? Like, Elton John is an amazing musician, but the showmanship
mm-hmm.
and, like, everything and the costumes and all of that. And, like, how many doors did that open for everybody else who wanted to express themselves in that way but never felt like they could before that? You know, like, it's these people who are willing to be too fast. Do things too quickly, you know, be too loud or whatever. But again, from that space of just being them, that changes everything in a heartbeat.
That's so true. And so in the willingness to
to be you, to stand out, to be different, to be chaotic, to be messy, you know, to be all of it, to be all of it. Like, how much more does that actually create for you in your life, as well as everyone else? And like Hope just talked about, that, you know, how much does that inspire others? And I know that there's been different times in my life where I've seen somebody really owning their space, like owning who they are. I can see somebody walking down the street and they have such a presence about them. And I remember there were times where I would look at somebody like that and think to myself, gosh, I really wish I could be like that. And now it's like, well, why not? Why can't you be like that? If I have that thought now, it's like, what are you doing? Why are you not being you and being present and owning who you are? And then so in just asking those questions, I start shifting it from, instead of kind of being outside of myself, wishing, right, that that's something that I could be, to actually, oh, I am that. I choose that. I be that.
Yeah. And it's so amazing too. Like all of those judgments that keep us from choosing that in any moment. Like, oh, I'm too old for that. Or I was just thinking about this. I was so loved hearing you read back my, like, you know, like introduce me at the beginning and like saying, oh, she's an actress and a painter and all these things. Cause I've had those moments where I'm like, well, I can't be all of these. I'm starting too late in life, or I won't be able to do this. And then I'm like, wait a second. There are like 70-year-old pro surfers. Maybe that's not exactly true, but like, I'll go to the beach and I'll see like 70-year-olds surfing. Or like, I met this older actor just the other day. And he was missing a tooth because he had fallen off of his skateboard. He's like also in his 70s. And I'm like, where do we buy into the, like, any of those little things about being too young or too this or too that? And like, you know, or even like, I could never pull that off. That's one that I love when people look at something that I'm wearing or doing with like my hair or my makeup and they're like, oh, I could never pull that off. And I'm like, I used to think that too. You know, it really is just that shift in perspective and just being like, I can, you know, like why not me?
Right. Exactly. Why not me? And, well, I was thinking about a picture that you actually sent that we did the graphic invitation and for inviting people to the show today, and you have on bright red lipstick. And so even that could be for somebody, I could never do that. Well, why not? Have you ever actually tried it? Have you allowed yourself? And so then if you do it, and you may like it or may not, but everywhere that we actually stop ourselves just by saying that, and we're not willing to actually try it and see what happens, see if you like it.
Right. And it's so, like, I hear that all the time. That's such a great example, too, because I tend to wear really bright. It might be a red or like a hot watermelon pink or like, you know, I love playing with colors on lipsticks. I hear that all the time. And I always want to be like, let me do your lipstick. and play with it, you know, one of my friends has this great thing that she says. She talks about 10% shifts. So like, you know, if I want to be a pro surfer, that might not happen tomorrow, but I can go and like get a board and go try a wave. And then, you know, I can start to like slowly build into it. Like if you wanted to wear like a crazy red, like lipstick, you could go and find a shade that matches your skin tone. And see, you know, and try it out, or like just go and ask like a question at a makeup counter, or like go buy one piece of clothing that kind of scares you to wear and do it anyway. You know, like each of these changes, some, you know, they can absolutely happen instantaneously. But if that, you know, you could also just kind of do like a little 10% shift and start to play with it in that way too. So, you know, whatever is fun for you, or whoever's listening to this,
Well, and so I do, we invite you to anywhere that you're saying to yourself, well, I could never. Well, what if you could ever? And be willing to try and play and feel and be beautiful and be brilliant and be amazing and be all the things that you are. And what if the things that you've decided about yourself aren't even true?
Yeah, and you know what? Not let anybody stop you, because back to your question about the chaos and everything, my first year with my agent, I remember she told me that I was not the right demographic for the market, which from like just like, yeah, it's most of what is shooting here is filming, you know, with people who were quite a bit older than I was. So it's just like, you're not the right demographic. It's mostly, and then she named like REI was one. She's like, or like she named like a few different of these companies that shoot in Seattle that shoot with older people. And within that mm-hmm. year or like the next year and a half, I had booked an REI job. And I always look back at that awesome. As like, right, like, wow, like I was specifically told that I wasn't in the right demographic for that specific, you know, company. And then there I went and I booked the job, and it really was. And I remember having that conversation with my agent, who I love to death. Like, she is such a powerhouse and so amazing. Like, I love my agent. And I remember having this conversation with her, and I was, you know, maybe 22, 23, and in the back of my head being like, nope, I'm going to get that. And that's really all it takes at the end of the day. Like, that is the game changer. At least it has been for me. So
I love that. And it really is. It's like, never give up and know what you know. And Hope, thank you so much for being on with
thank
us today.
You. Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, you guys, go out there and be your chaotic, your beautiful, brilliant self. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Hope, again, for playing with us today.
Thank you. Yeah, and have fun.
Yes, have fun, you guys. Have a great week.
Bye.